Some of you may be familiar with the popular slogan, "You are what you eat." You know, we're constantly bombarded with information warning us about foods that may cause cancer or give us high levels of bad cholesterol. We're also bombarded with information telling us about foods that would help us avoid cancer and that will lower our levels of bad cholesterol. In addition, we're also often educated about eating healthy foods in moderation because being overweight is not good for one's health. Now, even though a proper physical diet with exercise is very important, the fact is, no matter how much we exercise and no matter how carefully we eat, we still can't avoid death. Even more, a healthy physical diet cannot transform our sinful hearts, nor can a healthy physical diet give us life with God. That's why Jesus said this almost 2,000 years ago, "Man does not live on bread alone, but only by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Today's sermon title is "The Diet That Transforms Lives." We're going to learn about the spiritual danger that we face when we eat spiritual junk food and how we're all guilty of eating spiritual garbage. But we will also hear about the spiritual diet of God's Word that transforms our lives now and for eternity. Our epistle reading for today is from Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 through 21. It was printed in your bulletin. Now, in this section of Scripture, Paul tells us to forget what is behind and to press on toward the goal. Now, if we want to understand what Paul is saying to us here, we need to first examine the immediate context. For example, just a few verses before, in Philippians 3, verses 7 through 9, Paul writes this, "But whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in Him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God and is by faith." You see, the Apostle Paul had not always been a Christian. At one time, Paul was an unbeliever who feasted on spiritual junk food. In other words, like many people today, Paul wrongly thought that he could earn love and blessing from God by his good performance. You see, Paul worked very hard trying to obey all of God's laws. And he seemed to be doing a good job because his fellow Jews admired Paul as being a righteous and holy man. They thought Paul, if anybody, was assured of eternal life with God. But you see, Paul didn't realize that he was actually spiritually dead. Oh, outwardly, Paul looked spiritually healthy, but in truth, Paul's soul had been poisoned by feasting on the toxic false teaching known as works righteousness. The idea that we can cancel out our sins and merit blessings from God by our efforts and by our obedience to His law. But you know, we dare not judge Paul as though he was somehow clueless and we're somehow enlightened, because we have the same problem today. We're all guilty of sometimes thinking that God loves us because of who we are and what we do. We're often tempted to think that God will overlook our sins if we just work hard for the church. But such an attitude is actually a sign of spiritual starvation. You see, the Apostle Paul was spiritually starved and poisoned until he was fed by Jesus, his Lord and Savior. The resurrected Jesus confronted Paul and then convinced Paul that his soul was dead because of the spiritual junk food he was so used to eating. Jesus pointed out that this spiritual junk food simply could not save him. And then Jesus fed Paul with the nourishing diet of the gospel. The spiritual food, which is the news that we sinners are saved, not by our own righteous deeds, but by the grace of God who gives us the righteousness of his own Son, Jesus. You see, Jesus obeyed God perfectly for you. And then he died on the cross for your sins and was damned in your place. And Jesus did this so that you could be saved from spiritual death and have new life with God. So that's why in his letter to the Philippians, Paul rejoices in the fact that now he is righteous before God, not based on his own performance, but based on what Jesus has done for him. Paul understood that the gospel is the diet that transforms lives. However, as you know, a diet won't help you that much if you don't stick to it. Eating a good meal now and then won't help you if you primarily feast on junk food. That's why Paul tells us to forget what is behind and to press on toward the goal. You see, if we turn our backs on Jesus and return to a diet of spiritual junk food, we may very likely end up like the other spiritually dead people in this world. I want you to listen to what Paul writes about those who are not nourished by Christ. In Philippians 3, verses 18 and 19, part of our reading today, Paul writes, "As I have often told you before, and now say again, even with tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their destiny is destruction, their God is their stomach, and their glory is in their shame. Their mind is on earthly things." Did you hear that? Paul says that it's possible for us to become enemies of the cross of Christ. But how does that happen? It happens when we begin to deny our sin, or when we think that we can cancel out our sin by doing a few good deeds. Such an attitude means that Jesus died for nothing, and such an attitude will lead us to eternal hell. Now, Paul says that those who deny Christ in this way actually worship their stomachs. What does he mean by that? Well, what he means is that such people are guilty of worshiping their sinful desires as well as trusting in the opinions of this world, instead of worshiping God and trusting in his word. Now, of course, we're all guilty of this too, aren't we? We're guilty of lusting after the desires of our heart. We're guilty of sometimes liking the opinions of the world more than what God says in his word. We're all guilty of this sin, and we all deserve hell because of it. But you see, the good news I have for you today is that God doesn't want you to live a life that leads to hell. God wants you to trust in him now and live in his love forever. And that's why Paul says, forget what is behind and press on toward the goal. In other words, you need a regular diet of God's word so that you can live in repentance and faith in Christ on a daily basis. You need to be nourished by God's word so that you never lose sight of the fact that you need Jesus always. You see, because only Jesus can lead us on to the goal of eternal life in God's love. Therefore, we need to be continually nourished by the diet that transforms us. And it transforms us by first convicting us of our sin, and then secondly, assuring us that our sins are forgiven because of Jesus. I want you to listen to what Peter says about the importance of feeding on the things of God. In 1 Peter chapter 2, the first three verses, Peter writes, "Therefore, rid yourselves of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind. Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation, now that you have tasted that the Lord is good." You see, my friends, unlike physical diets that can't save us from death, the Word of God gives us the certain hope of eternal life, now and forever. I want you to remember what Paul says at the end of our epistle reading today. He says, "Our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who, by the power that enables Him to bring everything under His control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like His glorious body." Did you hear that? Not only are we nourished by Jesus' gospel now, but we also have God's promise that we will one day be transformed completely on the day of resurrection, and we will live forever in a sinless body, in a world without evil, constantly feeding on God's word of love. That is our hope, my friends, if we are eating the diet that transforms lives. So remember, you are what you eat. And today you have been nourished by God's Word. In a few moments, some of you will come up to receive the very body and blood of Jesus. This gift is also the diet that transforms lives. When you leave this place today, I would like each of you to ask God to help you avoid all the spiritual junk food in this world that will only poison your soul. Also ask God to help you press on by craving the pure spiritual milk of God's Word, that nourishing Word that convicts us of sin and that assures us that we are forgiven and holy before God because of Jesus. It is that diet, that transforming diet, that moves us to cling to Jesus. And as we cling to Jesus, we are moved out into the world to serve others in His name. So never forget, my friends, you are what you eat. That's why you need to continue to consume the diet that transforms lives. Amen.